and we are joined now by Mr. Mark Hyman, the chair of the Northfield Hospital Auxiliary Book Fair. Hang on. You know what? Let's turn your microphones on.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you.
Good to see you, sir.
Yeah, we're happy to have you here. And this is part two of our Northfield Book Fair mini-series,
if you will. The Book Fair Returns.
Yes, yeah. There you go. Last week, we had you on to talk about the donation process and how that all works. So we're going to do a quick little recap of that, and then we're actually going to talk about the sale, which is coming up here pretty soon. So how has the donation process been going?
Things are going great. As you might expect, we always have a big surge on our first day of donations, mm-hmm. which was on Tuesday. All the folks who have it on their calendar and all their boxes are ready to go. And since then, they've just been really steadily coming in. People pull up to the doors of the ice arena and grab a shopping cart and bring their stuff in, and we add it to our pile, which grows and shrinks as we as we process it. So, but we're in really good shape. We've got a lot of books coming in, and we're staying on top of things, so we're excited.
All right. And your donation process is far from over yet. People still have plenty of opportunity.
We've got a week to go. Our last day of donations is next Friday.
All right.
At 5 p.m. we're going to cut you off. If you show up at 5:02, we might give you a glare as we walk out the door. But
all right, so, yeah. And the hours do fluctuate a little bit from day to day for anybody who's still looking to make a donation.
It's pretty consistent. It's 9 to 5 on weekdays. Okay. And then we've got on Saturday, we're open from 9 to, I think it's 12:30. I've got it written down
Saturday,
here.
Website here. Saturday is 9 to 1.
9 to 1, thank you.
Okay, gotcha. And then this coming week will be 9 to 5 again.
9 to 5 during the weekdays, that's right.
Excellent. And any real limitations as to what you won't take, I guess, is maybe the better question.
Sure. We'll take just about any kind of book, mm-hmm. as long as it's in good condition, if mm-hmm. it's not moldy and water damaged, torn up. We take a lot of media, like LPs and DVDs and CDs, but we don't take really old media, like VHS tapes and cassettes and 78s.
Sure.
Software. We don't take English language dictionaries. We just, so many of those come through and people aren't buying them. Encyclopedias and magazines.
I've got a set of encyclopedia from 1956.
Yeah, we don't want that. Keep that. You can use that to build stuff with it.
Sure. Okay. Or if for some reason you still have your Windows 95 software, keep it at home.
Maybe you can sell that on eBay.
It's
an antique. There you go. So, but other than that, and those Reader's Digest condensed books that everybody used to have, we don't see so many anymore, but nobody buys those, so don't bring them in.
Yeah.
Everything else, books and puzzles and games and modern media, we'll be happy to take and put out.
There you go. All right, so everything's pretty fair game other than that. And especially, I know you'd mentioned when you were here last week that puzzles are really popular.
They have been. That's been a real growth area, especially since the pandemic. I think a lot of people holed up and bought mm-hmm. dozens of puzzles, and now they're coming mm-hmm. back around again. So we've got a lot of puzzles that have been put together once, and they're ready for you to grab and put together again.
Sure.
Right. There you go.
And puzzles are one of those things, too, that like, I would imagine, I don't know this for sure, and I don't want to, but like people buy a puzzle at the book fair, and then it comes back around and gets donated back again.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true of everything.
We often joke
that we're just a huge rental library. Yeah. People buy books, and then we see them come back in the next years. We can kind of notice our notations inside the cover.
That's fantastic.
Have you found any or noticed any real like kind of interesting books that have caught your eye so far from the donations?
I haven't been working the sorting much this year. I've been primarily focused in the children's section, so I don't have any great ones for you. But keep an eye on our Facebook page. I may have some to post over the next week.
There you go. Some little teasers.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly.
I love
exactly.
this. And speaking of the sale, this is what part two is all about today. Let's talk about that because it's going to be coming up here before we know it.
That's right. So on Tuesday the 22nd, which is a week from next Tuesday, we have our opening night festivities, which start at 5 p.m. And that runs until 9 p.m. And then after that, the rest of the week, Wednesday through Friday, we're open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So whatever time of the day you want to come in and shop, we'll be happy to see you. Things get exciting at the end of the week because Friday all day is our half price sale. So half off your entire stash of books that you pick up. And then Saturday morning from 8 to 12:30, we have our $5 bag sale. So $5 for a paper grocery bag full of books. And we've got a lot of bags there. You can bring your own as long as it's roughly the size of a standard grocery bag. We'll let you fill it up. And then we take a little break between 12:30 and 1 o'clock to just clear the decks. And then from 1 to 3 p.m. on Saturday, that's the April 26th, everything that's left is free because we want it to just be gone.
That's literally got to be a free-for-all.
It's amazing. People just come in and grab everything and haul it away, which is exactly what we want because we don't want to have to recycle anything. By the time the free sale, as we call it, is done, there's very little left.
That's good.
Sure.
That's
which good. Is just what we want to happen.
Time to put away the tables, that's about it.
That's right. Yeah.
And we would definitely want to mention all of the incredible volunteers and all the people power that goes into putting on this event. How many volunteers do you have, roughly?
It's an amazing operation. We've got more than 300 volunteers who work over the course of 3 weeks in all kinds of different jobs. Mm-hmm. And it's organized in a hierarchical system where we've got people who are in charge of each of the topical sections, and then they've got volunteers who work with them, and we've got people who manage the sorters and the cashiers and the tellers, and so it's just a really well organized machine. I kind of say my job is just to make sure everybody's where they need to be and then just get out of the way and let it run, because it really does. There's so much stuff about this sale I don't even know about because it just happens every year. Sure. People do their jobs, they come on in.
And because it's such a long event, folks, even if, let's say, you only have maybe a few hours one day where it's like, hey, I know I could commit to that.
That's something they could do. We've got, and at this point, we're pretty much we're done with taking volunteers because things are happening. But if you're interested for next year, we'll have a sign-up form on our website at the beginning of the year. But yeah, a lot of folks just come in, you know, they'll do 3 or 4 hours of sorting.
Sure.
Or they'll come in and work as cashiers for a couple hours, and that's great. Other people are there for, you know, 8 hours a day for most of the 3 weeks.
I'm going to guess you don't get a lot of turnover in volunteers. I mean, you get people coming back year to year quite a bit.
We've had folks who have been working the sale for decades.
Yeah. And how long have you been doing
it? I've been doing it for about 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I got started working in the children's section, which I still manage on top of everything else. But it's really a great community. It's kind of a family atmosphere there, especially when we all get together for the first couple of days, because everybody's seeing people they haven't necessarily seen for a year.
Right.
You know, we've got folks who, you know, work on tables next to each other who've been doing this for decades.
Yeah. And they know how to run that table.
They know that table, exactly. And they know the people on either side of them who've been also running those tables for decades. And so it's a wonderful community experience to be volunteering.
To have a seasoned veteran on either side of you know you can trust.
Exactly. And we've had some new folks step in this year to take over sections, and they've really relied on the folks around them to kind of show them the ropes and get them going. So that's exciting, too.
It's really neat.
Yeah.
And speaking of all of the people power, we also have a lot of money that gets raised from this event. So tell us a little bit about how much money you have raised in previous years and what that money does.
Sure. So last year, we raised just a little bit over $99,000 with the sale.
Incredible. You know,
selling books and things that are mostly $1, $2, $3, so that you can just imagine we make our money on volume.
Yeah.
We don't price things very high. And so since 1961, when the sale first started on the back porch of a hospital auxiliary member, we have raised more than $1.4 million. For the Northfield Hospital Auxiliary.
Wow.
And that money then goes towards enhancing healthcare in Northfield. The Northfield Hospital Auxiliary works in partnership with the hospital to fund projects that aren't necessarily in the hospital budget, but that there's a need for, and also works with other organizations in the community. So just a few examples. Last year, the funds from the book fair purchased two lift assist recliners for use in the hospital. And also a driving simulator for them to use in occupational therapy for folks who are getting back into driving, and some teaching materials for the dietitian nutritionists at the hospital. And we also buy a new book for every baby that's born in the birth center. So that's another thing that the auxiliary funds.
Yeah.
But we also provided some funding for protective vests for the EMS and the Northfield Fire and Rescue.
Yep.
And also do some funding for health finders and the Union of Youth. So, again, reaching further into the community.
Right. Love it.
We just had Kelly Bedrecki on yesterday talking about
that. So supporting physical and mental health really throughout the community. So that's where all these funds go. And it's nobody's getting paid to do this. You know, the only expenses we have are the rental of the arena and recycling and things like that. So I'm not getting any money. All of your basically everything that comes in through this sale is going right back out to the community, which I think is amazing.
I got to believe the city gives you a deal on the rental too.
They give us a pretty good deal.
Yeah, that's good. You know, the book fair is so much fun. I mean, just to go in and look at things, and I'm a guy, I like the smell of old books, right? So that the whole thing, it's great. But then to know what your money is doing after you buy a book. I mean, this is one of those truly wonderful things in Northfield. And you were telling us earlier too, there's not another size on the sale on this scale. Around the
right, the upper Midwest really doesn't have any other sales like this. There used to be one in Des Moines that I would go to, but that one closed down a couple of years ago. And so this is a really unique phenomenon. There was a sale down in Faribault that the university women used to run. That one closed up last year, I think. So this is kind of a vanishing thing, and ours just keeps getting bigger.
Well, I am very glad to hear that, because this is such a win-win. You get to get some really great, inexpensive books, and it helps your community at the same fold. So,
yeah. Would you guys accept something like an e-reader as a donation?
Probably not. We try not to take technology because it's hard to price. And
I'm sure.
Try to draw a few lines.
Yeah.
So, for anybody out there who may not be familiar, where can we find out more information about the book fair? Where is the book fair located? Some of those good details to know.
The best way to get all the information is to just go to northfieldbookfair.org on your computer. And we've got absolutely everything there, lots of questions answered about the whole operation. And there's a map there that tells you where to go. It's the Northfield Ice Arena, which is out on South Highway 3. And we've got a big banner now right off the highway, so it's hard to miss as you're driving down that way, and we'll be glad to see you.
All right. Anything else you want to highlight for us before we sign off here for the day?
No, just looking forward to seeing everybody on Tuesday, week after next, for the opening night of the sale. I do like to emphasize, a lot of people worry, because the line starts to grow starting at about 11 a.m. For the 5 o'clock opening of the sale. You do not have to be in that line to get into the sale. Everybody's in those doors in about 5 minutes, and you can walk in at 5:05, and there's no wait, and it's just an amazing scene. So if you don't mind crowds and you like the excitement of a big sale, that's the time to be there. If you want a little more quiet shopping, come Wednesday morning.
There you go. Yeah.
And
you can take your time
and not have to fight the crowds, but they're both fun scenes. So yeah. I look forward to seeing everybody.
You know, it's one of those things where I love to go. I love seeing the people that I bump into almost on an annual basis. And this isn't people that I don't see from year to year or only at the book fair, but like, it's a different context. Right. And like, oh, what do you have? And what, just talking about what are you reading? What's because I like this. Oh yeah, okay.
It's a community party.
It really is absolutely a community party, and it's such a cool thing. And just to reiterate the fact that you're working with that money is going to so many different good causes to help the health care of this community. It's really fantastic. I mean, it's frankly I think it kind of flies under the radar most of the year until it's book fair time. But this is one of those events that we really should be hanging our hats on in Northfield. So, Mark, thank you so much for everything.
Thank you for being here today.
Great to